This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit. So no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Monday edition, we are going to look back at a couple of things that took place over the weekend. One would be Cinco de Mayo, because sometimes it just jumps out and gets you. The other would be the Tom Brady roast, and everybody caught a little bit of shrapnel, including the owner of the Patriots, and that was not a good thing for one person on stage. We will explain. We're also going to talk about the potential of Caleb Williams' star power and impact in Chicago based on something that went down over the weekend. Could J.J. Watt be making a return to the NFL? We'll discuss that as well, too. And the Odell Beckham Jr. journey continues. He's on his way to South Beach. What that means to Miami and to the AFC East. It's all yours coming up next here. Two pros and a cup of Joe on a Monday, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You ain't lying. You are not lying about that.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. We'll explain Brady Quinn coming up here in just a moment.
Jonas should have been with me.
Listen to this show as always.
Cinco de Mayo.
On the iHeartRadio app.
It was a hell of a weekend.
On hundreds of affiliates.
Jonas. Yeah.
Leah's floating.
Dig off that rocket fuel.
Oh, yeah. But, yes, you can find us on hundreds of affiliates. And
on Cinco de Mayo, don't you?
As we take you all the way up till 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So
we got them rundowns on email. Lead the lap.
Hey, I'll say this.
Lead the lap.
Hey, you want to save a tree? Drink with Lee. You ain't getting no rundown the next day. Check your email.
My email? What you mean, my email?
So Brady Quinn was supposed to be here. And then all of a sudden, well, you know, a little bit of a travel snafu, I'll just put it this way. I got a little bit of the preview. And hell have no fury, like Brady Quinn annoyed with the travel industry, because he is going to unload coming up tomorrow when he gets back.
Oh, no.
He's not happy at all.
Oh, no.
Oh, they got dealt.
We should have a whole entire show dedicated to airlines and travel, man. Honestly,
it's like,
I think more people than you could imagine deal with the same type of travel complexities and snafus and bad things like us. I'm telling you.
I mean, just in the time we've done the show.
It's crazy how many times you had to say something. I don't know the situation.
You had to take an Uber from Chicago to Columbus.
Come on, man.
With your, in a wheelchair.
I had one foot. I'm walking looking for people limping around.
LeVar looked like they just taken him out of the Civil War reenactment.
Looked like Swamp Thing.
And it's just, but this show, man, everybody has dealt with some sort of an issue. Like we went to the Breeders' Cup at Keeneland, and delayed, lightning strikes. Then they'll give you the runaround, like mechanical air on the plane or some crap like that. And didn't you get left on the tarmac?
Yes. Yes.
For a while, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not great, man.
That's how I missed the flight. That's how I missed the flight.
Yeah, it's not just not ideal at all.
We sat there. We landed in time and sat on. Oh, we got here a little earlier. Just a little early. Wait, we're still sitting here for like my flight, you know. I can make it. Like, we're just going to be here for 10 more minutes. Then it was 20 more minutes. Then it was 30 more minutes. Then it was 10 more minutes. Then it was 10 more minutes. It added up to like an hour. And my flight was long. I was like, they know we're on the flight. They're not going to hold the flight. It's the last flight out. They said, well, the one that holds more people, like there are a lot of people connecting. Like they're just explaining it nice and calmly. Oh, the last flight's out. You're right. And those who, you know, have, you know, 10 or more or something like that, they're probably going to wait. And I'm like, wait, my flight probably only holds like 10 people. So I'm like, so what? That just means what? they're looking at me like, I go into a room to get like, because I'm limping around. So they take me into the handicap room. So I didn't have to stand in the long line with everybody else because I was using assist. I'm in a wheelchair. They wheelchair me. They wheelchair my ass. So we go in there. And I was like, look, I'm talking to them. And they're looking at me like, this
LeVar?
This is child's play. Like, you're talking to me. I was like, I said something. And I was like, it's not like this is life or death, but it's kind of messed up that I. And they looked at me. They're like, sir, we see people dying here all the time. And they're literally trying to get home to die. And I just stopped. I was like, huh? Dang, for real?
Can I get an Uber?
I'll just take an Uber. I felt bad for them. Like people missing their flights to go. Like, imagine this, you airline people. There are people trying to fly home to die. Literally. To die, gone, out of here, wherever the next place is, that's where they're going. And they have to die in an airport because you suck at flying people around.
Yeah, that sucks.
That is crazy. That lady looked me in my eyes with the most nonchalant look, like, it isn't life or death.
Do you think the people that die in the airport at least get like one of those free neck pillows?
Some peanuts or
just
something.
You know, like you don't have to pay $9 for a 10-page magazine at the Hudson newsstand. I mean, at least something.
Redefine giving you your wings. Dude, do they give you some wings to put on your outfit?
Like a low-end casket's $1,500. Can I at least get a neck pillow? Like, please? All right? Like, don't charge me for everything while I'm in here.
I mean, it's a disgrace. I would say this. I hope y'all transport those good people to where they're going for free. Please.
It's the least you could do.
I hope y'all transport them and get them to where they need to get to.
Yeah, well,
they had to take their last breaths in a service, a customer service lounge room. Out of here.
I said, I'll take an Uber.
Right.
I'm not dying.
I'm sorry.
I'm not dying. I'll take an Uber.
Now, that being said, my guy, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
Can we talk about
my
him?
Guy.
Now, listen,
Ant-Man.
my guy, the Ant-Man.
I told y'all, look, I ain't saying he's MJ. But I ain't saying he ain't.
Damn, he's fun to watch.
We might be seeing the next iteration of what MJ was in the era that he was in. We might just be seeing the start of an era of a person that is as electrifying, has all of those elements that Michael Jordan brought to the table.
Woo!
And Anthony Edwards.
I'll say this for our friends listening on the Yallahorn of the Twin Cities, K-Fan in Minneapolis. Dude, who cares if J.J. McCarthy works out? You got Ant Edwards. You got Anthony Edwards. You are fine. The T-Wolves are humming, baby.
Dang.
One of the more enjoyable teams in the NBA to watch in recent memory, in my mind. And you got those two big guys just rolling out two throwbacks.
I said it. You got 2 7-footers. And one of them can shoot from out like he Towns got game, man. They have the potential makings, if they can hold it together, and they have the potential makings of being a pretty special team for the next couple years, man. They're the ones that can knock off the Denver Nuggets. They're exciting to watch, and it's a rocket ship. Like, Minnesota is almost like kind of like a big city that nobody really talks about, right? It's like a major market that nobody really talks about. It's like got the largest mall in the world or some crap like that. It's like a tremendous like metropolitan, right? I'm pretty sure it's a metro. Anyway, you got a guy that's putting them on the map, bro. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, who couldn't get it done with Stephon? Was it Stephon Marbury and Kevin Garnett? I think it was Stephon and Kevin Garnett. I know it was KG, but I think it was Stephon Marbury.
Was it Troy Hudson too? I want to say Troy.
They
Hudson
were loaded.
Was there.
They were loaded, they were and they couldn't get it. They couldn't get it done.
Yeah,
if they can get it done, I'm gonna tell you what: the legend of Anthony Edwards has the Ant-Man. They need to call him Air Ant.
And it's a good story because you got Mike Conley, who just turned 65.
Yeah, right.
So to
out
see
there
him
still moving around,
see him
like
out
a little,
there,
little jitterbug.
Choom, choom. To see him.
Choom, choom, choom.
See him. By the way, wasn't he teammates with Greg Oden?
Yes.
I believe he was.
Yes.
That's how long Mike Conley's been in the NBA for. And just no drama, no thrills, just steady, consistent, old school point guard paired with Ant Edwards, those two big guys. That's just a fun team to watch, man. You got a coach whose knee got ripped in half the previous round out there hobbling around, you know, going against Denver, the defending champs. They took game one. They've got game two coming up later on tonight. You had a game seven yesterday between the Cavs and the Magic. So the NBA is going to start to get a lot more interesting here. And in case you were wondering about basketball in Los Angeles, yeah, no, it's just not doesn't really exist at this point in time with the Lakers and the Clippers and what happened over the weekend and the firing of Darvin Ham and all that stuff. So that is your quick recap of the
That's
NBA.
That's it, right there?
Right there. And we will touch on that coming up later on as we, you know, kind of take a look around and peek into the future for the National Basketball Association.
I'm liking this playoffs this year, though. Like, Cleveland going up against the Celtics, that's not going to be an easy series. I like the playoff scenarios right now. I like the matchups right now. I like it.
Because there's no LeBron?
No, that's not why. Listen, for what it's worth, you're seeing the changing of the guard take place.
Yeah.
And these young stars, they are leading the teams that are still in the playoffs.
Well, you remember when there was this conversation a few years back where they were like pointing out the age of the star quarterbacks in the NFL, and they pointed out Tom Brady and Roethlisberger, and it was Eli Manning and Philip, and you like pointed out the age of all them, and they're like, God, well, you know, after these guys, is the NFL going to be able to find a superstar? And in steps Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and all these, and it's like, okay,
Tom Brady.
All right, yeah.
You'd be hard pressed to find somebody who doesn't say Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and so I always think when people are worried about is there going to be another star, is there going to be someone who develops or comes into focus after these people walk away or these players walk away, and it's like if LeBron James decided to walk away, the NBA is going to be fine. Now, maybe it might have to do a little bit more digging to talk about certain things, and he can't be a constant topic of conversation. But Anthony Edwards is going to be around for the foreseeable future. He's a stud. You got Donovan Mitchell going off yesterday. Like, there's Paolo Banchero for Orlando had, you know, close to 40 yesterday. He's a good young player. Like, there's good superstars in the NBA that are developing. Zion Williamson. Look, when he was playing, guy was putting up, 40 against the Lakers in that play-in game? Like, there's stars in and around the NBA. So for anybody out there wondering, well, after LeBron walks away, what are we going to have to talk about? Well, you'll figure it out. Just do a little bit of research. You know, it's fine.
Go to hell, LeBron James.
Just turn
James.
Just watch Anthony Edwards and just sit back and enjoy. That's all we're going to say.
LeBron James.
And have fun with that. And also, we will have some more post-Cinco de Mayo conversation as well, too. Because, based on what the roads look like early this morning coming in.
I didn't even put that together. Oh, man.
Listen.
Thoughts and prayers, man, because there was a bad one that I don't want to incriminate myself, but there was a bad one that just took place, man. Bad, bad one. And I'm not saying incriminate myself as if I was a part of it. I was not a part of it. But, I wasn't.
Got to get to work.
I got to get to work. Like, I counted 8 people running up to the burning cars. I had to pull on through. I had to, because I knew once the police got there, I can't go nowhere. Like, I'm
rolled down the window and go,
y'all good?
Riverside.
Riverside.
No.
Y'all good?
Come on. You guys are terrible.
I can't. I mean, it's too soon. It's definitely too soon to be joking about it, because I don't know if everybody made it out there. So thoughts and prayers.
LeVar's like, I had to get a coffee.
I had to go get my coffee. That is effed up, man. Hey, I did pull over, though. I did. All right, so I'm saying, I did pull over, and I was about to get out and be that good Samaritan, man. But it's like there's already 9 people out. The one dude is filming it on his phone. You're a jerk. Like, you're a jerk for real. He's filming it. He went live. Like, it looked like he was live on his IG or something. He's, like, looking at all that. Like, he's reporting live from the scene of the crime. Dude is like kind of like trying to crawl out of the car. I see people over here. They sitting down. It was a mess.
Yeah.
I was afraid I might pop a tire because it was all kinds of debris and messed up stuff on the ground. And I'm trying to like navigate through it. I'm trying to make sure nobody runs into me from behind. It was very stressful. I don't want to make it about me because I certainly wasn't the one in the accident, but I pulled over. That's the point. I did pull over to help.
So listen.
But then I just saw a lot of people getting out, so I pulled off. I was like, hey, I got to get this coffee. I got to get to work. You know,
do the best you could.
There's a lot of people that might wreck if they don't hear our voices while they're driving to work. You know what I mean?
So, some people call it Caltrans.
We
call it Vartrans, out
there
here in Southern California. All right. He'll stop. He'll look and say, you guys know where 7-Eleven is? And then go grab a coffee and head into work. But nonetheless, we have got all sorts of good stuff here on this show here on 2 Pros and a Cup of Joes. We take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. We are going to have another edition of In Case You Missed It coming up later on this hour. We've also got an FSR IR, and there's going to be a lot to talk about in the FSR IR Hour 2 of the program when we close up shop with you in and you out. It's all yours here on this 3-hour extravaganza from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next year, though, we could see the potential return of not one, but 2 future Hall of Famers in the NFL. We'll tell you who that is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of 2 Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit, so no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know it. O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Don't ignore your check engine light. Ask for O'Reilly VeriScan today, a free diagnostic service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's a great song for Lee right now. Do the Pee Wee Herman. Do the Pee Wee Herman. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Oh, come on. Yeah. It's
just unbelievable. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in, we'll call it a little over 20 minutes from now, from the TireRack.com studios. Apparently nobody is safe. In the NFL and beyond, we've got the proof for you coming up here a little over 20 minutes from now on FSR. So, in case you were wondering, J.J. Watt is still keeping himself in shape. Just in case anybody was wondering, anybody was looking for an update on the J.J. Watt situation and whether or not a potential return could happen in the NFL. Well, he was at his charity softball tournament over the weekend, and he addressed the potential of who knows, maybe calling up D'Amico Ryans, former teammate of his, and possibly coming back to join the Houston Texans. Here was the former Texans great.
And I'm a very fortunate, lucky man. I've got a beautiful wife. I've got a beautiful son. I've had 12 great years in this league, and I'm very thankful to have walked away healthy and playing great. I told D'Amico last year, I said, don't call unless you absolutely need it, but if you ever do call, I'll be there. But he knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it. This is the last year I'll tell him that, because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training, but he knows that if he ever truly does need it, I'll be there for him, but I don't anticipate that happening. They got a very good crew.
So we saw it with Eric Weddle years ago where
they did bring him back.
Yeah, and they brought him back for a short run, but I can't imagine. Although I could understand why he would want to come back, because when you see C.J. Stroud and you look at and J.J. Watt's probably thinking to himself, man, you know, Matt Schaub had some good years with us, but it didn't look like how it looks with C.J. Stroud. And so when you see that in Houston, I wonder if that's part of the appeal. Like this is a team that's got a legitimate chance to potentially compete for a Super Bowl. And if Houston and D'Amico Ryans called him in the postseason and said, hey, man, what do you think? He might actually entertain the offer.
Who was the defensive end that did it for the Cowboys? He came back for Charles Haley.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been done before. He's 35 years old. He's not that old. That's not that old. Like, he's had some injuries. He's been banged up a little bit. But, in the end, he's not that old. And if you just needed some leadership and you needed somebody that could give you an extra boost, he probably isn't. Man, look,
I seen old Duck go viral not too long, like maybe last week or something like that, doing drills. Daryl Green is still out training and teaching guys DB drills, and he's quicker than everybody he's training.
Daryl Green is?
He's quicker and faster than everybody's training.
Tootsie Rolls in a sock, Daryl
Green. Tootsie Roll, they make you go faster.
Ah, what they what?
What? Oh, what the what? He don't use no profanity. He's super, super Christian, super.
That's my favorite.
Super Christ-driven dude.
I think I'm going to start stealing that. Ah, oh, what the what? It's great around kids.
Yeah, it is, right?
Because you know what you want to say, but you can't.
There you go.
So J.J. Watt's final year, a couple years ago, he had 12 and a half sacks for Arizona. Like that, and I think he pointed this out as well, too, was like, look, he finished off strong. He had been injury riddled, as you pointed out, and just had bad luck with Houston towards the end of his time there. But that final year in Arizona was the best season he had put together in a handful of years. So I wonder if maybe he wrestles with the idea of, I went out playing at such a high level with... Yeah, but there's an opportunity to get a ring. And if you've got an opportunity with C.J. Stroud and that team and that roster as they continue to build, I mean, Stephon Diggs is there now. They were already a playoff team and won a playoff game a year ago.
C.J. been talking bad to Micah. You see, they've been going all
hilarious.
Over the world and stuff like
that's
that. C.J. been talking bad to Micah. Also, Micah been talking bad to Hill, too. It's kind of fun watching.
That's great. Because it's like a battle of Texas.
Right.
I was going to say this as well, too. So Micah Parsons, and this went out over social media, where he was trying to bull rush sumo wrestler, and couldn't budge him.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself.
Did you see how big Micah's quad is? He's so sneaky big,
yeah.
Man. He's a bull, bruh.
Has anybody, and this is going to maybe sound
ever
like
thought
a
about it was an experiment we were going to do. My company does a lot of recruitment. I brought 12 kids from overseas that had played football in America, and 11 of them went Division I. And we were starting a project at one point to see if we could teach sumo wrestlers how to be offensive linemen or defensive linemen.
Micah Parsons is one of the best defensive players in the NFL.
Couldn't move.
And
then
this
the dude,
guy.
Then the dude swung him. You see him swinging?
Yeah, he's like,
whoa.
He's got like kind of quick.
He's spotty.
So I'm watching that, going, has anybody thought about bringing over like a sumo wrestler and just saying, hey man, what do you think, garter tackle? Like where do you want to?
Or shoot the A gap, like bull rush, push that guard back into him. Pick him up, throw him like you do them dudes that be 300, 400 pounds. Pick him up, throw him into that guy right back there. In my mind, that's how I was envisioning when we were working, but it never, because we had a connect. Like we had gotten so connected that we actually had a connect, somebody that was living there, and we were going to see if he could go recruit at one of the sumo schools to see if he could get, you know, some guys that would actually do it. But we just never ended up. We never ended up doing it. But man, it's interesting you say that, right? Yeah.
And Micah was like trying.
But let's be clear, Micah's game isn't about steamrolling somebody, right? Micah's game is based off of speed, attacking from angles, using his leverage, if they were to line him up in front of Micah and they said, get around him, he'd make that dude look like it was like child's play.
Yeah.
But a bull rush? So to me, it's like, all right, can we get him to talk English? Can he snap the ball? Because if you could get a center, like you see what Kelce did and how effective he is. If you can get a center that isn't pushed back easily and can move you off of the ball, your offense is wide open. Your offense is wide open because your point, he's always going to set, like he's going to set the tone for how things go. You got to have athletes on the outside. You know, you got to have a tackle that can backpedal and get his hands on those fast pass rushers. But in order to lock and anchor down your offensive line in the run, and even as it applies to how much time your quarterback may have, because the quickest way to a quarterback is a straight line.
The closest person is should be the most dangerous person. So a defensive tackle, a nose guard, three techniques, zero techniques, they're dangerous. If you have a guy at the point that can set the blocking scheme, like, so he's got to be the smartest dude, your center. If he can set your blocking schemes, let you know what's going on to the other lineman, communicate with the quarterback, that'd be the only problem in trying to integrate like a sumo, somebody who's not really understanding of the language or understands the game. But if you just put one of those guys out there and just say, hey, hit him. That's why I say always defense. For guys that don't know anything about the game, just put them on defense. Put them on defense because you got to be able to think a little bit more. And in most cases, as an offensive line, you got to know when to pull. You got to know the leverage points. You got to know so many different things. Just put that man in the A-gap. Or put him over top of the center and tell him, hey, pick him up and throw him into that guy right there. Literally, just like that. That's all I need you to do. I don't want you to learn no plays, anything like that. I just want you to take that, your strong ass, and play dodgeball with the quarterback.
They're so strong. Like, you watch Micah Parsons try and go through that guy and just couldn't budge him. Like, could not budge him. But, yeah, you know, if you line up on the football field, maybe it'd be a different story. Now, speaking of lining up on the football field, do you think J.J. Watt lines up on the football field for the Houston Texans
no.
this year at some point?
No.
I don't either. And also, dude, why restart the clock on your Hall of Fame? Like, you know, he's got opportunities. You know, I know he's staying in shape. Like,
he's playing hockey and stuff like
yeah,
that. Like, no, there's no need for him to come back.
You're going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. You're going to go in the same class as Tom Brady, I believe, coming up in about 5 years. You know, he's had a hell of a career, hell of a run. But, you know, according to J.J. Watt, this will be the final year he stays in this kind of shape. So if D'Amico Ryans does give him a call, if they need some help, who knows? Maybe we'll see him come back out and make a Super Bowl run for the Texans.
I mean, it would be a great publicity stunt. You know, why not do it just to, this is the one thing that sometimes people get so confused on. It's entertainment. It's the best reality TV show going because you have real characters that are really competing. Like, they're real characters though. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. This is the greatest reality television show going. So, if you're going to do something to do a plot twist, why not bring J.J. Watt back?
You know how you and I were joking that this was the 1 year this past season that we didn't pick the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl, and it looked like they were going to go to the Super Bowl. And then all of a sudden, Travis Kelce was like, nah, I'll take that. And just they just showed up you know, on the road. But they were favored to win that game, and Baltimore was the best team in the league. And I'm like, I just brought back memories because the Houston Texans were that team before the Ravens were.
Yeah.
Because when they had Andre Johnson and yep. Arian Foster yep. and all, like, they were really
good. They were good.
D'Amico Ryans
they
was
kept
there.
Winning. They kept winning their division. They just couldn't.
It just, like, they just
they had it
not,
the one
yeah,
year. They like, had Kansas City beat up.
And that was
the start.
Well, and then J.J. Watt was in his prime back then. And that was, you know,
wasn't
before,
that the start of the Kansas City reign of
terror,
though?
Yeah, because then after the Schaub era, then you got Massage Watson, who came in
and did well. They just fell off.
Yeah, it just,
you got rid of DeAndre Hopkins because you didn't feel like whatever. And then I just think that Bill O'Brien wanted to ruin the organization before they got rid of it. That's what I thought.
Damn.
Like, I'm gonna mess this bad boy all the way up. It ain't never gonna be the same once I leave.
Coach Bob catching a stray.
Bob, take it. Take that.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Damn. Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. And coming up next here from those TireRack.com studios, we are going to tell you how nobody is safe. Not in the world of football, not in the world of pop culture, not even if you got a lot of money. Find out how next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit, so no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know it. O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Don't ignore your check engine light. Ask for O'Reilly VeriScan today, a free diagnostic service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, top of next hour. Somebody's got a real opportunity in the NFL to change things, change a lot of things. I got a feeling there's somebody here on this show that's a little skeptical, so we'll explain who that is coming up here again. Top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, though, I want to remind you that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. If you missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcasts. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air. And I would like to point out, the song that we're listening to, Lowrider, that Lorena is playing, for those of you that are listening to the podcast.
That's playing in Lee's head right now.
Yeah, so.
And in his heart and in his bloodstream.
He's
got a whole bunch of lowriders in his bloodstream right now.
I just want to say this.
Hitting the switches.
I don't get it. Lowriders feel like one of the dumbest inventions on planet Earth.
I have one.
How you go over speed bump?
How you go over speed bumps?
Curbs, everything's a problem.
And it's not very, like, stable when you drive on, because you're on, like, 10-inch rims. It's not stable, but it's fun when you bounce the bad boys. I ain't going to lie. That joint.
Yeah, but that's all I'd want to do with it. It's like one of those
It's hard to get it back to reset it back to normal.
It's like one of those mechanical horses that you can ride out in front of Kmart when you were a kid. You put like a quarter in and just let it ride.
I was doing it. One of my air dips like went out and like lost the air.
You only had three
so
going?
I was on that joint. Like I was hitting the switch like boop, and started bouncing it, boom, and then one of the air, what are the joints called? The air, whatever they are. Anyways,
the shocks?
That joint, nah, it's like
hydraulics.
The hydraulic.
Yeah,
the hydraulic went out.
Here.
The hydraulic went
about.
Out. My car was like, boom, bam, and it dropped to the ground.
Well,
I was like, oh no.
You will not find a hydraulic in my landscaper's truck.
No,
that's for sure.
No,
that's
no,
not
no,
happening.
Not at all.
Yeah, you'll find a bunch of other stuff, but not no. that. So I just want
right.
to point
your truck,
that out. Yeah. But right now, it is time for this.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed it.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee Delap.
Malfunction. Malfunction. Lee, malfunction.
Good morning, everybody.
Malfunction. malfunction. Lee, malfunction. Shutting down.
Last call.
Last call. Last call.
Shutting down. Systems down.
Seis de mayo. Malfunction.
Hibernation. Hibernation mode. Malfunction. Malfunction.
We're going to tape this together, fellas. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jonas. Good morning, LeVar.
Good morning. Good morning.
Screw you, Brady. Good morning. Guys.
Oh, dang.
Hey, Lee.
Slap.
I might get motion sickness on that. He might throw up. Golly. Yep. There we go.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Guys, in case you missed it, like I did last night, I fell asleep during this last night. Guys, in case you missed this, Tom Brady roast last night. Did you see this?
On Netflix. I saw highlights.
Yeah.
Should we ask some highlights of it?
What are you talking about?
Maybe I'm still fried, too. I don't know. Dude, let's have some highlights of Tom Brady.
Yeah, I got some highlights for him.
Lee, what do we... Lee, do you have some highlights?
I do have some highlights for you. You want to rattle off some highlights?
Yeah, let's talk Brady. All right, so set it up. What do we got first?
All right, let's go with Tom Brady right off the top rope on Kim Kardashian. Let's go!
Kim Kardashian, thank you so much for being here. I know Kim was terrified to be here tonight. Not because of this, but because her kids are home with their dad.
Hey, man, it's all a roast. Then. Anybody can get it.
Look for Kanye to come out with a response to that.
You think so?
Oh, hell yeah. That's an easy one. That's a low-hanging fruit right there, you know what I mean. So Kim Kardashian, Tom Brady, he roasting her over the husband. Oh, that's low-hanging fruit. All right, come on, Lee.
You want to hear some Bills roast? Here you go.
I don't want to get the NFL too upset. I'm trying to buy a piece of the Raiders. I'm tired of owning just the Colts and the Bills.
Oh.
Buffalo fans call themselves the Bills Mafia. How are you the Mafia? At least the Mafia has a ring you can kiss.
That's not bad. I mean, it's not bad.
Look, I mean, they're written for these guys.
Tom, that's not the delivery. Yeah. It's all about the delivery, though. Yeah. You got to deliver it the right way. Tom's good. It's a good egg.
Pretty solid. What else we got, Lee?
Oh, we have a little Belichick. Let's hear Bill.
Gronk, I've been watching you on Fox NFL Sunday, and I'm begging you, please, stop doing your job.
Gronk was sitting next to Julian Edelman, who I didn't know if anybody was going to
go at him, running on the cars and
I'll
stuff.
I'll put it this way. Aaron Hernandez made the joke list
a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
by Tom Brady as well, too. I think Tom Brady's quote was, you know, it didn't take a lot, you know, to be a tight end. Run, catch the ball, don't murder. So everybody was getting shrapnel last night during the Tom Brady roast. Lee, do we have one more?
We have a little bit of fun, Cinco de Mayo. Why don't we have a little bit of a drink? Let's take a listen.
I want to say this is the greatest coach in the history of the game that did what no one else has done. And having Tom Brady in him was the greatest honor the good Lord gave me. So,
yeah,
who was that?
They all take a shot together. Robert Kraft.
That was Robert Kraft?
Yeah. They're all doing a shot together. Jeffrey Ross.
So he did show up.
Do we have the Jeffrey Ross talking about Robert Kraft?
We do not have that.
All right, so we are efforting that one because we were speculating who was gonna make the massage joke.
Dang.
And Tom Brady was not happy with that.
Dang.
You know Jeffrey's coming up.
At least it wasn't PG. I mean, Rob Gronkowski did one. A lot of the stuff we just can't play on the air. Like, we can't even pretend to play it because it's too graphic. But Rob Gronkowski did one where he basically talked about Tom Brady, I'll put it politely, screwing over Belichick all the way from Tampa, and how Julian Edelman helped facilitate the screwing over, if you know what I mean. Sort of.
I don't get it.
Got Belichick ready for the for getting, you know, screwed over. One of those.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's very very graphic.
Robert Orchids.
Gronk. Gronk let it fly a little bit.
All right.
But look, I mean, he was out there. People wondered how hard in the paint everybody was going to go on some of these guys and some of these celebrities, and it was an actual real roast. Like, everybody got roasted. So, but, you know, there's Kevin Hart was there. You know, all the celebrities were
Kevin
there.
Kevin Hart's so small, man. He is such a small man, bro. This is a big break, though.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit, so no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.